Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, New Year's Day, January 1st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. May have misled some people, Jim down in Toledo. Oh no, they lost. I just checked. I missed the game in the first few minutes of your show. Sounded like something may have gone wrong. The way you mentioned, the ref has to be fired. Dang, 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 the mix-up. In the receiver reporting mode, now I got it. Super interesting. You can tell you have played the game. I've played the game too. It is exactly the way you described it. You see, the thing of it is, and Brad Allen would like us to believe that his version was true, that our eyes were deceiving us, the TV cameras were deceiving us, all the videos of people who have posted it on social media is all deceitful. What he said happened was the truth. Brad, you are an absolute embarrassment to the game of football. Seward and Decker obviously approached you, number 58, number 68. 70 was running in off the bench, off the sideline. There is no way in heck number 70, Skipper, reported to you. It's a bald-faced lie. Now, Dan Campbell couldn't say anything in his press conference. He was mad, to use words that would cause me not to get a fine here from the FCC. Freaking ticked off. I could go even more trucker on you than that. And he was absolutely justified. On the sidelines, when he demanded Allen come over and talk to him, did you see his lips? Did you read his lips? I told you. That was in the pregame. They meet with each coach, and if there's any trick plays, if there's any situations that they already have a game plan for, you convey it to the refs, you give them a heads up, so that there's no confusion. They're fully aware of exactly what play was going to be called and who was going to be the person they were throwing the ball to. That was number 68, Decker. They practiced that all week long. They practiced it. They told the refs about it before the game. Jared Goff, the quarterback of the Lions, pushed Decker out of the huddle toward the referee. The Lions did enough. And for people to say, well, Randy, there was still 23 seconds left on the clock. They had a couple of timeouts. You kick off the ball to them. You kick it over their heads because of the stupid placement of the tee now, where every single kickoff almost is a touchback, complete waste of time, no excitement of run backs anymore, return kickoffs for touchdowns doesn't happen anymore. It's a complete waste and boring time, I feel. So the Cowboys get at the 25-yard line with two timeouts and 23 seconds. all they got to do is throw a couple of passes, and there's kicker, a former soccer player for Notre Dame, Audbury, I believe is his last name, capable of kicking a 60-yard field goal, would have kicked it with 3 seconds left, and the Cowboys would have won anyway. Do you know what has to go perfect in that scenario? The quarterback for the Cowboys would have had to throw perfect passes to the receivers on out plays, down and out to the sidelines, or maybe over the middle and be able to use a timeout. But you have to throw the ball, you got to catch the ball and get out of bounds or burn a timeout a couple of times to get within that 60-yard range. Then on the kick itself, there's a snap, there's a hold, and there's a kick. So many things could have gone wrong in those 23 seconds. The probability was the Lions would have won the game 21-20. But because of Allen being paid off and throwing a flag, that they basically gave the victory to the Dallas Cowboys and the Lions lost 20-19. Game over, it's okay. Because there's one thing in the universe when it comes to football, and that's called the football gods. If, in fact, the Dallas Cowboys make it into the playoffs, which it appears they will because of Philadelphia losing last night. I can't believe they did at home against the Cardinals. Cardinals are 4-12, and they beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. Well, long story short, they're going to probably face each other some way along the line because the refs and the NFL do not want the Detroit Lions to go very far in the playoffs. It's obvious to me. They had a shot at being the number 2 seed. They even had a shot at number 1. Well, San Francisco 49ers eliminated number 1 for them because they won hugely yesterday. But we'll see. And if the football gods are righteous, the Dallas Cowboys will lose in the first round. We'll see what happens. But it was just amazing. Amazing turn of events. And everybody's talking about it. Everybody is talking about it. And the NFL is getting so much pushback from it. Brad Allen and his officiating crew will not be reffing any playoff games. They've been downgraded. Good. Actually, the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, should sanction, do something against Brad Allen. This is not the first call that him and his crew has absolutely blown this year. Not going to get into all those because, man, the list is long. This guy is pathetic. Take his whistle. Demand his resignation. Out of the league. Gone. Bye-bye. And again, I don't know what the line was. If any of you know what the line was before the game, because usually Vegas scrubs the lines after the games are over, they take them down. But if somebody knows it, text it to me. What was the line yesterday? How much was Dallas favored by? Because Lions lost by 1 point. So we'll see how this all plays out. And while we're on the subject of football, of course, 5 o'clock today, the Rose Bowl, Pasadena. I am all set. I have got my beer lined up. I've got my Deer Hunter sausages. I've got everything. My Miller Lite, light beer. Oh, yes, I'm ready to go. 5 o'clock today, University of Michigan versus Alabama's Crimson Tide. Nick Saban, who coached the Michigan State Spartans, then went on to LSU and did a great job, was bought and paid for Alabama. They wanted him to coach their program. They bought him a $7 million mansion there in Alabama. Huge annual salary. I forget how much the guy makes per year. This is two of the most winning football programs in America. University of Michigan Wolverines against Alabama Crimson Tide, 5 o'clock today. It is going to be a great game. Curious to see whether or not Michigan can hold on and stay at number one and win the game. And did you see what Georgia did? Florida State undefeated 13-0 in the ACC. Georgia stomped them. What was it, 63-10 or some stupid thing? It was ridiculous. Georgia was ticked off that they didn't get into the bowl playoff, Final Four, if you will. They had something to prove, and they did it. And Florida State, which was mad that they didn't get picked, showed exactly why they didn't get picked. Their defense is not that good, and Georgia proved it. It was over at halftime, 35-3. I stopped watching it. Yes, I know many of you aren't sports fans. You don't watch football anymore. I get it. But I'm sorry. It's in my DNA. I've played the game. I love the game. And it's just what me and Miss Vicky do. Final segment of hour number one. We're going to move on to some stories and some social media posts. Dave Ainsworth and others will be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electspalberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, kind of laid back, not going to be talking a lot of Lansing, Michigan news, Michigan politics. Friday, MERS News Service didn't even put out an edition. It's a ghost town in Lansing. Nobody's there. So we're going to talk sports, we're going to talk some interviews, we're going to talk about information, just going to have a laid-back Monday New Year's Day show. Jim says, go green and white. Oops, I mean go blue and gold. You and I are Michigan State fans number one, but next in line for me is U of M. I'm not an anti-U of M kook. I'm exactly the same way, Jim. Absolutely the same thing. Michigan State plays Michigan. I want the Spartans to win. If they don't, Michigan ends up going on to win the Big Ten. I want them to win the Rose Bowl tonight at 5 o'clock against Alabama just because Nick Saban abandoned the Spartans back in the day. Let's see. Christine Gray reporting in from Northville. I don't understand anything about football. My grandson loves it. I'm going to replay your explanation for him. Thank you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, Christine. Vicky has come to love the game because as we watch it, they go to the line. I explain to her everything that's happening throughout the game from a player's perspective. And she's learned the strategies. She's learned the plays. She knows the positions. She loves watching it with me. You need to watch a game with your grandson and have him explain it to you. You see, football is, bottom line, this. It's a battle of real estate. You have a 100-yard football field, 50 yards wide. On the end of each of the goal lines is a 10-yard end zone. So basically, when you're down inside the 20, that's called the red zone. You are now within scoring either a touchdown or at bare minimum a field goal. Stats are kept on everything. It's a numbers game, but it's a battle of inches. If you're on the offense, you're pushing down the field. You're being offensive. You're on the charge. When you're defending, your job is to not let them get down more real estate. Once they cross the 50-yard line, you've got to dig in and fight. Right versus the left. Depending on where you're sitting in the stadium, you're watching teams go back and forth. And they switch ends of the field after each quarter. There's four quarters to an entire game. So you're watching them battle down the field. If your team is going from your right to left, it is absolutely the defense's job to stop them. You get four plays to gain 10 yards. On the sidelines, Christine, there's literally chain links that have been measured out to be exactly 10 yards, and those guys are on the sidelines with the stakes and the 10-yard chains attached to them. You get a first down, you've gone to the stake, you got your first down, the guys on the sidelines move the chains down the field. Now you got to get to the next 10-yard marker. First down, second down, third down, if you don't get close to 10 yards, you punt. On the fourth down play, you punt. The Lions had a fake punt. The up back, the guy who's usually probably a linebacker, maybe a defensive end, he got snapped the ball, rolled out to his right, and floated a beautiful pass to the gunner, the guy who's going down the tackle, the punt receiver, and caught the ball for a first down. Surprised the Dallas Cowboys hugely successful. I yelled and screamed. That's why my voice is kind of strained a little this morning. They got a first down. It was a great call, great play, great execution. The Lions were coached to play that game. They were prepared. They did a great job, and they won. Except for Brad Allen, the ref, giving it to the Dallas Cowboys. Dave Agema's post in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning